Yud Dalet Av, 30th of July, Rabbi Avraham Halle, Kibbud Av.
Today's topic is Kibbud Av. But as the previous speaker mentioned, tonight will be Tu B'Av. So it will be Tu B'Av with Kibbud Av. The Gemara says in kindness, Lo hoyu yomim tovim Yisrael ki Tu B'Av v'yom kippurim. Shebehem v'lois Yisrael yaitzes, and it's a time for Shidduchim. Tu B'Av was a time when all the girls were looking for a Shidduch, went out ben akromim, between the vineyards, and whoever needed your shidduch would come to find his basher. And the Gemara says the following. What was the claim of the girls? And they would say the following. Miuchos shebehem oyim. So the Gemara, Tod Rabban, yofyofyos shebehem oyim is tenoy neichem ligayif. The pretty girls would say, a woman is there for beauty. So, if you're looking for beauty, here it is. Others would say, the ones who had yichus would say, everybody knows the purpose of building a family is for future generations. If you're looking for good genes, if you're looking for a respectable family, look here. We are from the Yichosim. And then there was another group of people that said, Nuchoores hayoymes, they would say, Tnu einaychem, mayoymes, ku mechem l'shem shemayim. The bocha has to do a shidduch l'shem shemai. But the ikir is, uvavad shetatruni b'zehuvi. But don't forget to bring home the zehuvi. So, bring home the gold, bring home the jewelry. So Tu B'Av is a day, a special day in the Jewish calendar. Together with Yom Kippur, it's a day dedicated for shidduch. So, a bocha goes out. And he finds the right girl. And now he comes home. And here's where Kibbud Av kicks in. He comes home and tells his father, I met a wonderful girl. In fact, we made up to get married. To which the father said, who was the girl? And he says, it's plain as best plain. To which the father, he says, Shrei, Beni Shrei. Her? The other ones, you married one of those other type of people? I mean, if there's one thing you learned in this house, is we don't mix with those kind of people. That's them. We don't mix with them. What in the world are you doing? Didn't you get any chinuch in this house? To which the bracha says, Abba, she's a fine girl. I love her. I want to marry her. To which the father says, no way. Not over my dead body. I'm not going to pay for such a wedding. I am not going to be mechutonim with them. And the bocha says, Avo bichem, I like her, I want her. And the father says, if you marry that girl, I warn you, I'm not coming to the wedding. No way. To which the bocha says, Avo bichem, I still want her. And then the father tells him, I don't understand. You're a fine girl. You got a fine yeshiva education. Don't you know that in this week's parsha, in the Aseres HaDibur, the fifth commandment is Kibbud Av V'Em. Do you know what Kibbud Av V'Em is? Kibbud Av V'Em, first of all, the Torah says, L'man yirichum yomech. It will lengthen your days. You'll have arichas yomim. What don't people do for arichas yomim? And here you have a simple mitzvah, and you step on it. Don't you know that even goyim appreciate Kibbud Av V'Em? Don't you know the Gemara of Doma ben Esina, how much he sacrificed for his Kibbud Av V'Em? How he didn't sell the diamonds and the jewelry for the Rabbanan because his father was sleeping on top of his feet on the chest with the jewels? You don't know that? You don't know what the Gemara says, Shloisha Shutfim Yesh Ba'odam. There are three partners in a person's makeup. Oviv, Imoy Vakorish Bohu. Ovid, Noisin is so often, gives him the white part of his body, his his brain, his gray matter. Imoy is the red part of his body, the meat, the other parts, his blood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a neshama. So you mean to tell me you're not going to listen to your father and mother? You went to yeshiva, you learned Torah, you have your shemayim, and I'm telling you no. One thing is, we don't mix with them. Don't bring me a girl from them. So, and the Baruch says, Ava Bichem, Ava, I understand your feelings, but Ava Bichem, I want to marry you. What's the thing? What's the thing? It says in Shulchan Aruch, the father, in mitzvahs kibud av v'em, in simin reish mem, at the very end, the Beis Yosef, the Machaber brings down halacha, and the Ramah brings down halacha. The Machaber brings down the halacha. Talmid shereitzel leilech lemokam ach, shuhu boteach, shiyira, simin brocha, b'talmudai. If a person decides he wants to go to yeshiva, he wants to learn by a certain rosh yeshiva, and he's convinced that his strength and his growth in Torah is dependent upon being in that yeshiva. To which the father says, oh no, 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 you're not going there. You know what's going on in that country? It's full of Arabs, full of bombers, full of terrorists. I won't sleep a night if you go to that yeshiva. Do you want to do that to me? After everything I've done for you, you want to do that to me? I mean, why do you want to go to yeshiva? It's because I gave you a chinuch. I taught you what Torah is. And I'm telling you, don't go there. I want to sleep at night. Keep it up, eh? Zomdi Mechaba. Eino tzorach mishmoyo ba'oviv bazeh. Is that what we have to listen? Keep it up is absolute, is a valdika mitzvah. It's minakoshes, minachamuris, ligmoris. But Kibbutz Av also has limitations. There are limitations to what a father can tell his kid. He can't tell him, learn here, don't learn there. Go to the yeshiva, a local yeshiva. Go to the yeshiva where it's in a safe place, in Switzerland or northern England. Don't go there. I won't sleep at night. He doesn't have to listen to him. So here one could say, based on the Gemara Megillah, that always is different. Talmud Torah is so supreme. The learning of Torah, every aspect of Torah, is so extremely important that overrides all conventional rules of Yiddishkeit. Therefore, the din is in Tzorach Lishmoyah, like Yignot Yishiv. But the Ramah adds, the Ramah said the following: V'chein im av moichet beben lisa eze isha sheyachbitz b'aben. If a father protests, and he tells his child not to marry that girl, I'm not interested in those kind of people. Zogdi Ramon, Ein Tzorach Lishmael. Doesn't have to listen. And the Ramon is based on a Marik. It's a tshuva in a Marik. A very interesting tshuva. There was a fella, it's hard to call him a tzaddik. It's very hard to call this fella a tzaddik. It's a fella who is Nitan Ali Yishon. There are bad rumors about him, that he has relationships with a woman. And his father had enough of this young rascal. And he tells him, swear to me, you'll never marry that woman. And he swears, but before he swears, he already tells all his friends, I don't mean it. I'm not serious about the shmur. I just need my father's help in certain things. So that's why I'm trying to get pieces. But I don't really mean to swear. And the end is, he wants to marry that girl. So the Marik is being addressed on two issues. First of all, there's the problem here of the promise that he made to his father. And then the other thing his father is very adamant about is mitzvahs kibud av v'em. I am your father. You have to listen to me. And I'm telling you, no, you're not going to marry that girl. So, on the part of Shavua, that's the Baruch has a whole lengthy discussion. But on the issue of kibud av v'em, the Baruch says, here it's inapplicable. And he gives three reasons for this decision. And he says the following. First of all, we paskin, and the issue of kibud av v'em, there's a major issue in the Gemara. Mishel ben or mishel av. Who carries the expense when it comes to keeping up? When the father says, I want to eat, I want to eat lunch, please make me lunch. A fleshical lunch. Who pays for the lunch? Who pays for the lunch? The father or the son? The father says, it's your mitzvah, you pay. When you buy an esrig, you pay for the esrig. When you have a mitzvah of kibbutz avim, you pay for the mitzvah. And the son says, no, I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to cook for you. I'm willing to do whatever you like. But I don't have to pay for this for the supplies. We'll go shopping, I'll put it on your credit card. This is a major machlokes. We paskin mishel av, that the expense is on the father's account, not the son's. Zog Gemari. The Gemara says the following. If the Gemara says that it's on the expense of the father, so there's a limit to keep it out there. Allah has come for kama, kal v'choymer, that if the son doesn't have to pay for the mitzvah, like he pays for an answer, there's a limit to how much he has to give up for keep it out there. Kal v'choymer, tzari b'ufe. He doesn't have to suffer for keep it out there. He doesn't have to go through anguish for kibbutz avim. And here, this young fella is in love with this woman. He wants to marry her. He's serious. For him to give her up, it's very easy for a father to say, no, you'll find another. It's very nice. It's true. The wide market out there for other shidduchim, possible shidduchim. But he happens to concentrate and focus on this particular person, and he wants to marry her. To give her up, it's such an anguish that a person suffers. It's beyond the scope of the mitzvah. Therefore, Zog de Barik, he doesn't have to listen to his father.
Even though it's the Zohar HaMishpocha.
What?
Even though it's the Zohar HaMishpocha, he said she's not a good girl.
They don't exist, those there. They're different. They're different. In that case of Barik, he holds the girl's bringing him down. He holds the girl is ruining him. And still the Barik says, but he loves her. It's Sarah de Goofy, it's too much. Reason number one. Reason number two, Zog de Barik. What kind of business is this? That you can't love her. A person who goes out to get married, because the Gemara says beferish, a person is mechuyev to meet the girl first. And there's a reason for it. Shemo lo yimtze chen be'enov. Maybe he won't like her, and they get divorced. They'll suffer for a divorce. Therefore, it's an inyan that the Torah was makbid that the woman we decide to marry, there should be a connection, there should be a chemical glue that keeps them together. And he found that glue. This is what makes a marriage work. And the father said, don't marry that girl. It's mamish connected with the Torah says. And a person who tells his son to do something against the Torah, the person is not mechuyev to listen to his father. There's a rush. The rush says the father. The rush says the truth of it. There's a fella, he's breaking with somebody. That's what the person did. He puts on the ignition, shuts off the ignition, the copy didn't get money. He's angry at this fella. And his son is good friends with that fella. He likes him. And his father says, are you out of your mind? Don't you know I'm angry at Pliny? Don't you know I hate Pliny? What kind of business do you have to be friendly with him? Zog de Rosh, he doesn't have to listen to his father. His father is over a mashuk kosu b'teira. His father is telling him to hate someone when the Torah says you're not allowed to hate someone. So Avadi doesn't have to listen to him. So whenever the father says to do something which is against the Torah, laval divrei Torah, the person doesn't have to listen. If he's part of him, keep it up. So the same thing here. Being that the Torah says to marry someone that you like, and not every person is zeicher to have that chemical connection, the chemical glue with everybody, so far it's connected much from the superterra. And then the Marik says another thing. And the Marik says a fundamental principle in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. He says, the Gemara says the following. What is called Kibbutz Avim? What is called Merer Kibbutz Avim? There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kovid, a person has to respect, and a person has to fear. So the Gemara says clearly, Ezehu murder of Ezehu kibbutz. Murder is lo omid min koyim. He doesn't stand in his father's place. He doesn't take his position when he's alive. Lo yeshiv min koyim. At home, his father has a seat at the head of the table. The son is not permitted, he's forbidden to sit in his father's seat. His father has a place in shul, has his name on it. the son cannot sit in his father's seat. That's disrespectful. Well, he says this verb. He can't tell him, Tati. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, the machria. And his father's having a discussion with someone. He can't stick his nose in and decide whether his father's right or wrong. That's disrespectful. That's called mirah. Veizel kibud. What's called kibud avim? Machiloi, machil, mashke, he feeds him, gives him to drink. Malbush, machasa, he gives him clothing, he covers him up. Machdus amaitzi. And he takes him to where he has to go. His father calls him up and says, Yandel, I have a doctor's appointment today at 9 o'clock. Please come pick me up and take me to the doctor. I can't go by myself. That's called kibud avim. Serving his father, giving his father's needs, serving him, that is the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is machiloi mashke, serving him to eat. Ma'alish machasa, make sure your father's dressed. And machdus amaitzi, to care for him, to take him where he wants to go. This is when the father needs the son, he needs the service. But if it's not a question of service. Instead of telling your son, you know, young fella, you need a haircut. I don't want you to see you by lunch, but we're out of here. A blue shirt you're wearing on Monday? Chas v'sholem. Today's Monday, put on a white shirt. This has anything to do with the father. This has to do with the service of the father. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a son is mechuyev to serve his father, mishamish his father. But not to listen to every whim. It says every whim of the father has to listen to. Therefore, Zog the Gemara. This is beyond the scope of kibud avim. Has nothing to do with the father. It's not his need. The father doesn't have a need that he's asking his son to fulfill my need. He's done mixing into his son's business. That is beyond the scope of the mitzvah of kibud avim.
What about Moira?
Come on.
To listen to the kibud for the father.
Zog de Maria. Zog de Maria. Kibud avim is what the Gemara says. Izehu kibud. What's considered kibud? What is the parameters? What is the getter of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the service that the father needs. But this has nothing to do with the father's needs. So the father tells him, I don't want you marrying that girl. Whether he marries her, it doesn't marry her, it doesn't serve the father in any need. Therefore, Zog de Marie, he's not mechuyev to listen. The father can't tell him, kibud avim. Kibud avim is down the boundary of kibud avim. Therefore, Zog de Marie, and the Rama brings down the Marie, says, not mechuyev to listen. There's a story like this. The Maram, Vilublin, has the following story. There's in Poland, in those times, there's a minig, I guess, to encourage chalitza, that if a person would do chalitza, he would get half the Yerusha of the brother. There was a very big motivation for a big Yerusha to do chalitza. Now the father tells us something like this. You're my oldest son. You're the one who's supposed to do chalitza. But remember, I married you off. I paid an atin for you. You have a much younger brother who's in Shidduchim that will cost me money. Just like I gave you, I have to give him. Please let your son, my younger brother, do the chalitza and let him get the money. If he gets a big naden, then they'll give him a big naden. So, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, let him give the Yerusha. Forsake, give up your right to do chalitza in order for your younger brother to do chalitza. No way. What are you talking about, Papa? What are you talking about? It's a lot of money. I need the money. Have you met the person who doesn't need the money? I want to do the chalitza. I want the money. I want the Yerusha. And his father says, no. I have to marry your brother off. It's going to cost me. Therefore, I'm telling you, I'm your father. You've got to listen to me. And therefore, give up the chalitza and let your younger brother do it. So the Shaila came to Maram. To which the Maram Vilublin says, based on this Marik, of course he doesn't have to listen. Lo mi boy, if you hold Mishal Ben, lo mi hold Mishal Av, and even if you hold Mishal Ben, he doesn't have to listen. Because since the father is loyd noged bebe, look, it's not begay of him, it's not a service for him. It's not a question of serving the father, like the Marik says. So even if you hold Mishal Ben, the son has to give up the money. But he only has to give up the money in the father's service if the father has a need for it. And here, the father just wants the money. So, if your father comes over to you and says, I love your car. That's a wonderful car you're driving. I could use such a car. So, my dear son, there's a bit of keep it out of him. Please give me your car. I want to have a luxury car just like you. Of course, if old Michel Av, he doesn't have to give up his car. He doesn't have to give his father his car. If your father wants to be driven around, Papa, sit in the front seat. I'll take you wherever you want to go. But you don't have to give away the car. So when the father tells him, I want your money. You have a right to Yashin, your brother. You're going to get a big inheritance. I could use that money. Please give it to your younger brother. Of course he doesn't have to listen. That is beyond the parameters of Kibbut Avim. And therefore, Zogdim Maram, he doesn't have to listen. Now, the issue of Meru was brought up as well. There's another mitzvah besides Kibbut, there's a mitzvah of Meru. But Meru also has to do with the parameters of Kibbut Avim. That means to say, you can't be disrespectful to your father, but it doesn't mean to say that you have to listen and you have to obey every whim of your father. If it's the gay of him, if it's his service, or it's his opinion, you can argue with him in an active sense. But if I don't take a haircut, because my father said that I get a haircut, therefore what? I'm disrespectful to my father? I didn't say anything not nice to him. I wasn't machria. I wasn't soysa. I just want to live my life. Like, let me live. And it's not the gay of him. Therefore, Zogdim Maram and the Marik, not only is there no problem of Kibbut Avim, there's no problem of murder either. He's not disrespectful. He just is not listening to his father because his father is going beyond the born boundaries of Kibbut Avim. And the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam brings down this Marik, the Gaon brings a raya from a Rashba. And the Gemara, it's kind of like the Gemara in Yavam is, but Esi Bechalosu say, there the issue is, can the Esi Bechalosu Alosu say, of capital punishment? To which the boy brings a raya from Mechana. You see that Mechana on Shabbos, it says, you can't be doicha Shabbos for Kibbut Avim. So where it says, no. It's talking about the mitzvah of Mechana. It's not a mitzvah of capital punishment, it's a mitzvah of Mechana, which is only Allah. And the Gemara says over there, and the reason why it's not doicha is because it's only Hefsha mitzvah. It's only Hefsha mitzvah. So Rashi has one chapter, no, Rashi, no, I'm going to Rashi. But the Rashi says the following. The reason why the mitzvah is not doing for Shabbos is because it's Hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Mechana means his father says, go. Obviously, the father's telling him, but do something for him. He's not telling him, you know, ride on Shabbos. What he's telling him is, yeah, go down there. There's some nice birds there. There's food there for me. I want to eat lunch. Go down there and get me those birds. Going to get the birds is not a service for his father. He's not feeding you. Feeding it would be the mitzvah. Serving of lunch will be the mitzvah. Oh, but just to go down to get the birds, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's only, and it's beyond, it's not Kibbut Av. Therefore, Zogdim Rashba, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Kibbut Av Ve'em is like the Marik says, it's the direct service of the farm. So here, there's a big tumult in the Achrayim. The Achrayim do tumult about this, how to understand this. But the simple reading of the Rashba is that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av is limited to the direct service of your father's needs. But if it's not his need, it's beyond his needs. He's mixing into the son's business. Avadi's part. Now, of course this sounds a little bit strange, but it's brought down the Lachet, that's the Ramah. And the Peskim, Tzitz Eliezer has all the riches about this, and also Rav Ozna has it, the kids and nibbits of Dov Poshit and Zita Shaila. It not only applies to a son who's mitzuvah in Piravirivya, but even if a girl tells her father, Papa, I want to marry this nice young fella. Also the din would apply, because it's Sari de Gufay. She's going to suffer if she doesn't marry this fella. There's an inyan for women, even though she's not mitzuvah in Piravirivya, but there is an element of mitzvah for women to have children. And it's also beyond the scope of Kibbut Av. So therefore, the place can say, what?
She's a
Bulgarian. Yeah, of course, yeah. She's a normal girl that has 18, 22, the age of Shidduchim. Zog de Paiskim, Avada, the law of the Ramah, which is talking about a son, would apply to the girl as well. So when the girl comes home from the Shidduch on Tubav, and she tells her father, and her father says, what do you think? One of them? So he doesn't have to listen. She doesn't have to listen. Because it's beyond the scope of kidnapping. Some people, I must tell you, this shir is only for people, but I'm not going to say aloha l'maisa, because there are people who have a hard time accepting what I'm saying. There's a nitziv in a tshuva that wants to say the following. Siman Nun Kriya. He says the following. It's true there's no mitzvah kibbutz. It's true there's no mitzvah being disrespectful. But the Torah says there's a kolola. Torah gives an horror on someone who's makla of avim. If someone who curses his father, and therefore comes out, if he's belittling his father, of course he's even an horror. So what's going to be the horror? So therefore he says, I don't see that. But the Paiskim don't agree with the majority of the Paiskim. Because of the simple reason. Because they're all related. If it's beyond the scope of kibbutz, it's beyond the scope of Moira. If it's beyond the scope of kibbutz and Moira, it's beyond the scope of the Aura. That's not the Aura. The Aura is the reinforcement of the mitzvah of kibbutz at the end. Someone who's not Mekayim of kibbutz at the end. So that only doesn't get a riches yom, gets kitsu yom, but he also gets a club. But if it's not the scope of kibbutz at the end, so it's just, it's nothing to do with Makla. He's not belittling his father, who's married. Could be, if the girl is such that he'll bring her home, and a whole day she'll belittle him, mamish, and she'll make fun of him, or whatever. Could be, that would be, if someone would have to listen. But if it's that, that's not the issue. He just doesn't like the girl. He doesn't like her. She's too short, too heavy, I don't know what she is. She's one of them. About a, whether it's a girl or a boy, the place can say, you know. Now, okay, I just want to say, I want to end with a story. Beautiful story. Shloisha Shut from Yeshbar. There was a story of a Bach in Yeshiva. Not in Yeshiva, but many years ago. He finished high school in America, and he wants to learn in Yeshiva. And his father tells him, no! Your mother and I have decided. You're going to college. You're going to university. To which the son says, I want to really learn. I want to learn Torah. So the father says like this. I have a taina she'eino le'tshuva. I have a taina that no one can refute. I'm willing to go with you to Rabbi Yishev Feinstein. Okay. The son says, fine, let's go to Rabbi Yishev Feinstein. And they come to the tentera, Rabbi Yishev to Tutsadim, the bacha wants to learn yeshiva, the parents want to go to university. And the father turns to Rabbi Yishev and says the following. The Gemara says, shloisha shutfim yesh ba'od. There are three shutfim in the person. I agree with you, I never have the chutzpah to say, but no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to go to yeshiva. But his parents, my wife and I, want him to go to university. So it's two against one. If it's two against one, the halacha, you go bust a rabbin, the rabbin have it, and he's going to university. That's what he tells Ramesh. To which Ramesh says, you're right. That's an absolute correct timing. You're 100% right. And the father's beaming and tells his son, I told you. To which Ramesh says, being that you're so right, he's going to go to yeshiva. And the father's bewildered. He says, I don't understand. On the one hand, the Rebbe says, I'm right. On the other hand, the Rebbe passes, he's going to yeshiva. How can it be? So Ramesh told the father, think about it. In you, the father, the Rebbe Shalom has one third of the stock. In the wife, he also has one third of the stock. So take the totality of it. He has five minds, and you have only four minds. So the Rebbe Yishev has the right, he wins. He goes to Yishev.